Good. So, regarding the structure of the upboard, you have a couple options in here. So, one of them is up on top, you've got, you know, whether or not a credit app was taken, that kind of information is available to you. What it does on each one of these categories I'm about to show you is it'll track not just your overall conversion ratios, which is really what's important here, what we're trying to gather and help you with, but we're also able to get a little bit deeper and manage the conversion ratios. In other words, if you do a sketch or what we call a comfort test, which is when a customer comes in looking for a dining room set or a bedroom or just even an accessory, what the comfort test is did you lay them down on a mattress? Did you get them over there to lay them down on the newest Restonic that Brent Ford's taught you all about? And the reason for that is that we know that they're probably not interested in a mattress right at this time, but if they know that you have a very high quality setup, the next time they see an ad from some other mattress firm or whoever, we want them thinking about Bell Furniture. We want them coming back in here and giving you an opportunity to develop a relationship with that customer, but to have them come back in and personally ask for you. And you know, the average home furnishings consumer, according to Furniture Today, an article I read probably 20 years ago, the average home furnishings consumer is going to spend about $80,000 in their lifetime. They're going to make a major furniture purchase on an average every year. We want them thinking about you, not just Bell, but you. And if we can figure out how to do that, you know, wouldn't it be nice if you were so busy working with customers that you've got relationships with and a CRM that you're too busy to get on the upboard? I can't get on the upboard. I've got an appointment at 11, 12, 1, 3, 5, and you're making 3 times more money than anybody else in here if you do that kind of stuff. So that's what this is all about. My goal is to help you increase sales by a minimum of 25%. If I can't do that, I haven't done my job. We've disconnected somewhere. So there are a couple tricks with the system that bring it to life. Cool. So, the comfort test, though, it's really your personal discipline. I know you're going through a lot right now. I know you got product knowledge. You're just kind of up to here in terms of, you know, all the things you have to do and remember. But if you take my advice and you follow a couple simple steps every single time, this thing will make you a lot of money. It'll take a little bit of time. It's kind of like investing money into a savings account. And then developing, once you've had that for a long time, if you've ever done this before, that money starts to compound. That's one of my favorite words. That money starts to make money. And that's what this system will do for you if you do a couple simple things. So the comfort test, if you get an opportunity, say, hey, by the way, folks, we've just had a phenomenal breakthrough with the technology. I know you're not interested in, you know, a mattress right now at all, but we've just had a breakthrough and I just want to take 20 seconds and just lay you down so you can see what this is all about. So next year when you're thinking about a mattress, you know what we have and you give us an opportunity. That's all you're going to do. 10% of the time they're going to buy it. You know, it's just, we need something upstairs or whatever, right? So it's a golden opportunity to expand your horizons right now, but also they'll tell you when the next thing is that they need. You know, maybe they can't afford it because they got to get a dining room set for the Thanksgiving thing coming up or whatever they're doing. But, you know, before Christmas, I plan on getting a mattress. And you've got, you know, the ability now. It's going to remind you, hey, Mr. and Mrs. Jones said that they were really like this high-end Restonic product. And you know exactly when they need it and so on. So any questions about that at all, that's big. Comfort test. So check that every single time you do it. Check that. And if you got no check marks, he's going to kick your butt. Aren't you?
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's going to just, it's huge. The company that asked me to do that, set it up for them, had a 43% increase in mattress sales because of that. I can't wait to, I'm going to share this with Brent Ford too. He's going to flip because he's had millions of dollars slip through his fingers by not really getting everybody to do that simple thing with the comfort test. And you don't need the track system to do that. You just need to track it so you can see who's maybe struggling a little bit. Sometimes, you know, that's the way you ask them, no, I'm not interested in a mattress. What are you, crazy? But if you ask them right, man, they're all over it. So that's a big one. Let's see. Probably the next best thing, if you do me a favor and open up a customer, put your name on the floor, if you would. What's your name?
Bailey.
Bailey, thank you. Put your name on the floor. Why did it do that? There you go. You hit enter opportunity. And we want to go into customer details when that opens up. Yep. You know where that is? Bingo. Before we go too far in here, you see that button underneath it called repeat customer. What that is what happens if a customer comes in and they say, you know, I was in a week ago. I'm ready to go. I want to buy that sectional. And I can't remember who I talked with. It was a really tall, short guy, kind of thin, heavy set, bald head, bushy haired. We went to different high schools together, whatever, right? You know, they have no idea. You hit repeat customer. Do me a favor, go back to the upboard. Hit repeat customer. Everybody should do that. And it allows you to go in here, and the customer's name is McGillicuddy. So just type in the letter M for their last name. Hit log in, hit OK. It brings up every customer that's been in the store with the last name starting with M, and you can get really specific. So we don't have any. We have to fix that. Select record. Okay, so when you, in other words, you're going to have every customer that's ever been in, who they talked with, what they were looking at. You hit select on that customer, and it brings up their customer details screen and allows you to dig in, and you find out, okay, that was Bailey's customer. She talked with them about this, 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 and this. And you can actually hit print if you have it set up to do that. She's out working with another customer, or she's in the back, or she's doing something else. This customer is ready to go. You know that your closing ratio nationally in the furniture business is about 16.5%. But if we get them back in the store, the closing ratio goes to over 80%. I mean, it's over. It's done, right? I love B-backs, so we've got to make more of them. If you know you're not going to make a sale, that's the only thing that you're here for, is to develop that relationship so you know they're going to come back. Because it's dog-eat-dog out there. You know, there's the average home furnishing consumer is going to go to 5 other locations. One's the internet, for sure, we know that, and 4 other furniture stores. You got to give yourself an edge, or... But, you know, if you don't capture their information or find a way to do that, most of the time, the only shot you got is sprinkle a little B-back dust on them and hope. A little bit of hope. Well, it doesn't work, because there are some really good people out there. So, anyway, what I would suggest that you do is pull up Mr. and Mrs. McGillicuddy that just asked for Bailey, although they didn't know who she talked with. You now know that they talked to Bailey, and you tell the customer that. But you hit print on that customer details, so all of her notes, you can walk up to her and hand them to her. And she knows exactly, you know, what's going on, what to do, even if it's months down the road. Mm-hmm. Right? Is this all making sense? Pretty cool stuff, really, isn't it? So, let's go back to the upboard now. Yeah. I wonder if there's something we can do with the screens too to increase the sensitivity. I think that there might be, maybe. Is this your personal iPad or?
Mm-hmm.
So let's go to customer details. And I got to tell you that, you know, back in the old days, and the reason I created this thing is because I owned 8 furniture stores here in town. And it's kind of a long story, but the bottom line is, if you can measure something, you can improve it, right? I don't care what you're doing. If you're raising kids, you know, if you can measure what you're doing and identify where you're at, if you want to go improve that, it really can't be done unless you're accurately measuring something. So that's really what drives me. And I read everything I can get my hands on from, you know, every sales book I could read, J. Douglas Edwards, Tom Hopkins, Zig Ziglar, all of them. And then on the measurement side, there's a guy by the name of Edwards W. Deming, who's one of my heroes. And then my mentor is John F. Lahan. And he wrote a book called The Selling Bible, which is the best book ever written on the subject of selling furniture. There's actually two. He wrote one called Selling Retail, which both of these books are out of print. But if you go to Half Price Books or something like that, you can find them. The first book is kind of a high school education and really a great, great book for anybody working on the sales floor, and I highly recommend it. It's a great book. The second book he wrote a couple years after that, called The Selling Bible, and this is a doctorate. It's a master's degree in selling furniture. And something else?
Yeah,
you're talking to you. Oh, good. I'm going to record this so you have it, okay? Anyway, when he wrote this book, before he started it, and he owned a huge chain of furniture stores, and he was one of the founding guys that created Levitt's Furniture. We've all heard of Levitt's. Gigantic, wonderful company for many, many decades, actually. So before he wrote his second book, he went out and he interviewed the top furniture salespeople in the world, over 1,000 of them, multi-million dollar furniture salespeople. And he discovered several things. He discovered that they all had phenomenal personalities. They really could make people laugh and have fun. They knew the product better than the manufacturer's reps. They knew every single thing about what they were selling inside and out, top to bottom, better than the owners. But they did one thing that's kind of a secret that that really was what caused their success. And they didn't want to tell any of the other salespeople because they loved being the top dog in the store. You want me to tell you what the secret is? It's a cool secret. So all they would do is they would, every single time they made a sale, so this is low-hanging fruit, so you're going to have to re-intercept after it's all written up and they're gone, right? They're leaving, they're walking out the door. Right now, do you say goodbye and thank you very much for your business and all that kind of stuff? And so what these people would do that's different is they would ask the customer, first of all, let me tell you that they would always, always get all the information and follow back up with the customer after the sale's delivered, just to make sure it's perfect. So that's the first thing you should do in here. Under action one, that's a daily to-do list. So if you do action one, if you tell a customer that you sold that you're gonna follow back up with them next Wednesday after their delivery on Tuesday, that's where you'd put it in. And just whatever comments you have, the more details you have, the better. And they would, when Mrs. Jones is getting ready to leave, you say, Mrs. Jones, yeah, I know you're going to love that sectional. I'm going to follow back up with you a day or so after the delivery to make sure everything's perfect. That's just the way we do business around here, and I just want you to know I'm here to serve you. So here's my number just to make sure you have it. If you have any questions or problems, I want you to call me first. But I noticed that you were looking around at a lot of other things in the store other than this sectional. And I saw you stop over at such and such an area. Do you mind telling me, and I'll keep an eye out for you next year or whenever, what's the next item you need for your home? And they'd say, well, you know, they think to themselves, well, I'm getting ready to leave, so, you know, I'm thinking about, I need 2 bedroom sets. This, before the holidays, I'm going to replace that shag carpeting upstairs, and I'm going to replace the 2 kids' bedrooms with, another customer?
Good. Yeah.
Cool. So, and we need these 2 bedroom sets, and I was kind of looking around getting ideas. And Mrs. Jones, before you leave, do you mind showing me exactly what you're talking about so I can keep an eye out for you? If something goes on sale or whatever, I'll drop you a line and I'll keep an eye out for you. Mrs. Jones is going to say, sure. So go over there and take a look at it. And 20% of the time, folks, they'd write it up. It's huge. But now you have permission. You know what the next item is they need for their home. And you have permission to call them and follow up. And it's the easiest sale you've ever made in your life. So they come back in and they buy, and guess what happens? So they go write it up. Mrs. Jones, I know you're gonna love the 2 bedroom sets that we're gonna deliver for you next Thursday, and I'm gonna call you a couple days after that to make sure everything's perfect like I did last time. But I saw you looking around at a bunch of other stuff in the store. What's the next item you need for your home? And it's a perpetual relationship based on that next item needed every single time. And if you open up your customer details down at the bottom left, you'll see next item needed. It's a drop down of all your product categories. It'll have the date. So if they tell you that this is a Thanksgiving deal and they want to get these bedrooms for company coming in out of town, and they tell you, I've got to have this done by the middle of November, you're going to set this up to remind yourself the end of October or whatever it is. Cut it in half. And have a good reason to call them. Don't spam these people. Don't send them generic bullshit. You know, really, really do a quality job individually and develop these relationships. And they're never going to forget you. Right? Is this all making sense?
Yes, sir.
How do you know we had this?
Say again?
How do you know we had all of this?
How did I know what?
I didn't know we had all of
this. Oh, there you go. That's why I'm here. But the folks that take the time and create the discipline to do those 2 things, comfort test every single time you're talking to these people, just show them what you got, and it's all about relationships and communication. But the most important thing is if you make a sale and you don't get the next item needed, you're missing an opportunity to more than double your income. It's gigantic, it really is. It's on, if you get the book, The Selling Bible, it's by John F. Lahan. Y'all should write that down. Who likes to read? Cool. So it'll be the best investment of several hours that you could give yourself and your family down the road if you read this guy's book. It's wonderful. It's on page 134 where he talks about next item needed. And he passed away a couple of years ago, but great man. He's the guy that also invented, I got to give him full credit, the number we call revenue per guest, which is the dollar value of each opportunity that comes through your front door if they purchase or not. And it's a combination of your closing ratio and your average sale. And it's a huge management tool that we'll get into a little bit later. So, I'm going to use yours. So, The Selling, S-E-L-L-I-N-G, Bible, John F. Lahan. Wonderful, wonderful book. So, there are really just a couple things we want to do. Who's in charge of cleaning up the pictures? The visual proof. Who does that?
Lo is on me.
Okay, okay. Any questions about that at all?
No.
Okay. So do you know what happens if, let's say, here's how the traffic counter works. What we have, so you all know, is we've got a camera set up that's taking a profile picture every time somebody walks in. And there's a line right on the threshold. So if somebody walks in, they break that line, they're counted. But if somebody's kind of close and they walk through the front area, they're not counted. Some of the cheaper traffic counters will count people leaving and whatever. So when people walk in, they're counted, but our system has a 4-second delay. So if there's a husband, wife, and four kids, it's one count only, right? When they're leaving, they trip the inside beam and they're not counted. And then you can come in and you can remove the pictures of the mailman and employees and all that. The problem with my traffic counter is because it has the 4 second delay, if you're walking into a store, and you, anybody here, I guarantee it, and you're, and it's got a door especially, you're gonna wait for them, they're right behind you, you're gonna open the door for them and you're gonna let them walk in. Well, guess what? They're counted with my system. They walk in, they turn left, and they're counted. You walk in, you turn right, and it might miss you. So what are you doing right now if it misses it? How do you fix that? You know?
Yeah.
Ah, come here. No. Here, let me show you. So if you come over here to, I'm gonna go into reports. I'm gonna do it from here though. Now you can't get into it from your system on the upboard. But anyway, so you go to visual proof reports, you come down here to visual proof pictures, and let's say I know this customer. Let's see here. We got some great activity. So I know this customer came in and we caught them, but there was another customer that came in right behind him, the single guy. How do you put one in there?
I don't know.
So you come over here, don't see a customer, and it allows you to pick.
Okay.
There's a guy. And it allows you to select the time. I'm gonna say now.
Okay.
Done.
Okay.
It's yeah. Gotcha. Now also another thing you can do here, if you want to kind of go crazy, is you can set this up so that at your store, I can also, that's not, at your store, I can set it up so that I can also, it's not just use the upboard. Oh, I did that at Katy West. I meant to do it at Pasadena. I'm gonna delete that.
Yeah.
But it's good that, that he sees that, right? I'm gonna go to Pasadena. What I just added for you is this feature right here. You see something different? I can select who talked to that customer.
Oh, this is nice.
So now, on top of the upboard, here's the problem with the upboard. The upboard goes away when you're completely overrun with customers. You got 5-6 salespeople on the floor. If you get 10 customers in the door, you are crazy to be messing around with a stupid computer.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So you just do the best you can. And this allows you to go back and identify who talked with who. And you're still not gonna get 100%, but you're gonna get close. And it's just a complimentary tool. So okay. Use that, play with it. There's another document that I created. If you come over here to help, and you go to upboard training, everything I'm telling you is right here. If you got a new salesperson you're training on how to use the system, and really, hey all, come on over here, let me show you something real quick. On the upboard, I've got this little feature down here called help. And if you come in here and you select that, it takes you to the upboard training page. Any question you could ever have about the upboard's all right here. You can watch it from your iPad, get your little headset, and you know, not bother anybody. I've got a video on every single thing. Don't laugh at my picture. Somebody want to get that? Or are they going to get that back there? That's a very interesting phone ring.
I know, I didn't get that. Actually, I think they're calling this phone only.
Oh.
Oh, they got it. I think they're
good. They got it. So there you go. So what you have is, this is the upboard basics. So anything that you have, well, here's the thing. If you've got a brand new salesperson, I try to keep these at 3 to 5 minutes. So you get a brand new salesperson, you sit them down, they watch this little video, go get yourself a cup of coffee, and by the time you come back, they're trained. So you don't have to worry about it. Everybody here should watch this first video. And the second one as well, I kind of cover, now this is a little bit longer because I get into the next item needed and all the different things that we do. But I just want to keep it simple. Just watch the first two. The rest may be for you if you have any questions on security or the BABTA reporting.
Okay.
Again, I mentioned this just a minute ago. Well, maybe I didn't, so I was I'll be fair. BABTA stands for below average brought to average. So it's a series of reports that allows you to identify who's really doing a great job and deserves a pat on the back, and who's below the average, and how much more money would they have made during that period if they hit the average, right? It also shows you at the very bottom how much more the company would have made if everybody hit the top performers' numbers, which is kind of a pie in the sky, but it's really, really big stuff. It just kind of shows you what your potential is, right? So that's already being created, but it's nothing I want to get into right now. I just want to cover the fundamentals and make sure everybody understands how to use the Upboard. So any questions at all about anything? You guys, do you like it?
Yeah.
Do you love it?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, all right. Scale of 1 to 10, what do you think?
I think it's a pretty solid 10.
10? All right. Give me some. All right. So, well, good. Well, that's all I have. If you have any questions, my phone number is right there on the Upboard. Mm-hmm. Go through your managers and make sure that they answer all of your questions that they can. And then if you have any questions, don't hesitate to call me. I'm going to give you my cell phone number before we leave.
Yep.
And if you love it and you're happy, I mean, it's designed to be fast. It's designed to be fun. It's designed to make you a lot of money. So the two things we're going to do are what? What are you going to, with the Upboard, what are you going to do? What are you going to focus on?
The feedbacks.
Next item needed.
Give me some. And
the
comfort test.
Yeah.
Right? You do those two things. Who cares what anybody else says or does? It's all about, this is your life. This is, I mean, you'll exceed your expectations if you get good with this stuff. The psychologists say it takes 21 days to turn a skill into a habit. And you got to fight like hell. You got to be tenacious and tough. And no matter what anybody else says, you got to fight for what you believe in, what you know is right. And if you make it that 21 days doing these two things, it becomes second nature. It just totally takes over and you don't even have to think about it. So that's it. I love working with you guys, and I'm really excited about the relationship here, and I'm looking forward to hearing about you smashing some sales records.
Yeah.
So, awesome. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, guys.